Nepal's earthquake damage is overwhelming. ISIS enters a franchise, and we've got a story that connects Bonanza to the gospel. Details coming up on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. It's easily the worst earthquake Nepal's experienced in 80 years. Generation of history gone. Thousands dead. Tens of thousands homeless. Recovery, $5 billion, one of the most expensive earthquakes in recent history when you consider Nepal's economic size. Asian Access's Joe Handley says right now survivors have more pressing matters.
They're worried about water shortage, food shortage, electricity shortage. Many of the hospitals have fallen apart. So medical care is a huge problem.
A2's church partner network is mobilizing. Handley says it's faster to get money to them so they can buy emergency relief on the ground. We'll connect you to a giving link at missionnews.org. Other help teams will come later. What more can you do?
Pray that those that are still trapped in the rubble will be found quickly and survive. And pray for our brothers and sisters that are Christ followers who are trying to respond to the needs in their communities in a way that helps them share the truth of Christ.
Nigeria's Boko Haram is a franchise of the Islamic State terror group now. They just changed their name to Islamic State West Africa Province, or ISWAP. David Curry of Open Doors USA.
I think it means essentially that Boko Haram has access to tens of millions of dollars in resources and weapons that have been captured and developed by the Islamic State.
With ISIS resources and a bullseye painted on Christians, expect some serious stuff in the days ahead.
They're going to use those weapons to try to attack churches, to try to restrict freedoms, to try to gain a caliphate in northern Nigeria and Niger and in that entire region.
What's our call on this?
To draw attention to this, to try to help Christians wherever they're at, and to try to rally Christians here in the West to support their brothers and sisters around the world.
Here's the bright note. God is on the move. People are coming to Christ. Be praying. Share the stories. Help Open Doors encourage gospel workers where persecution's hardest. Get started with the links at missionnews.org. This is Mission Network News. A persecuted pastor needs you to pray. According to Voice of the Martyrs USA, an important court ruling is coming down soon in Senegal. The final verdict is expected for Pastor Jose Dilson, who's allegedly connected to the conversion of a Muslim leader's son. While previously in prison, Pastor Dilson handed out hundreds of Bibles and witnessed to many inmates. Pastor Dilson and his family are asking you to pray that they won't be afraid. Gas prices have fallen compared to year-ago levels. While that's good news for us, it's not so good news for the people in countries like Venezuela. This oil-dependent nation's inflation rate could soar to 200% by the end of the year, making food even a major purchase. President of World Missionary Press, Harold Mack.
They're very desperate and hurting, and just extremely hungry for God's word.
World Missionary Press prints and sends Bibles all around the world for free. Max says their Venezuela country coordinator is requesting two container loads of New Testaments.
Each container of New Testaments would include 76,800 New Testaments. Contribution of $26.40 would sponsor a box of 30 New Testaments for Venezuela.
Your financial support is more than physical.
Giving people God's word, it has an eternal effect on them. It changes their lives forever.
And Bonanza! What does this have to do with missions? Well, Send International North recently upgraded its Bonanza aircraft in hopes of expanding its gospel outreach. Aviation's the only means of travel in most of the 60-70 window, the home of Send North. This boundary covers Alaska to Greenland, where the issues of suicide, drug abuse, and alcoholism are rampant. Pray for the pilot's safety and the effectiveness of their mission, as well as consider donating to Send's North Aviation Fund. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is making a free book available for you. It's called Much Prayer, Much Power by Peter Danica Sr. He's the founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer that we hope will encourage you in your prayer life. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828. This is the last week. Or click on the link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.